Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome to the Hot Me Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the Hot Me Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the Hot Me Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. 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 Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot Me Crowd of Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding. To Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, meet your deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, the greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Queens, so it's always about the you. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. It is a Monday, and I have to tell you, I'm hearing an echo. That's what I have to tell you.
Solana.
Solana. Not ready. Come on, Solana.
We're good.
All right. Hey. Good. Lights off. Lights off. The Dolphins still have an ability to make me happy on a Sunday.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say something about playoffs or something like that.
Well, I am a believer, but goodness. The Dolphins... Yes. Do have an ability. Now, what I loved yesterday, I was telling Solana off the air, what I loved was like every moment you thought maybe Josh Allen was going to work magic and Buffalo was going to do their thing, like it didn't happen. And it made me smile. When he was doing their version of the tush push and then it started to go for 500 yards,
uh-oh.
But the ball came loose. That's what really made me smile, like ear to ear, because I thought that that would be the play that is on all the highlight reels. As Buffalo starts their comeback, Josh Allen on a QB sneak runs for 35 yards because they couldn't bring him down. And instead, it just ends with him sad on the bench going, I should have just gone down. Like, yeah, that's right. You should have just gone down, big man.
Yeah. When the Bills started getting points, I bet it. Because I'm like, they're coming back. They just had a bad first half, and then they started rolling. Yeah, man, they look good. That's the But it's the ups and downs that kill me. It's the emotional abuse the Dolphins give you because watching that damn game, I'm like, where was this? I'm Leonardo DiCaprio sitting on the couch pointing. Where was this?
It was truly enjoyable. It really was. It was just enjoyable. From start to finish, it was enjoyable. And I was pleasantly surprised that the Dolphins can make me feel that way.
Yes.
Because I kind of had given up on feeling that way. Even the Atlanta game, which was fun, it doesn't have the same juice as doing that to Buffalo, especially when we, you know, watched them celebrate at Elbow Room all weekend long. And like, there was something so enjoyable about that stadium having a bunch of Bills fans in it. And the Dolphins just came out like the Tasmanian Devils and just put a whooping on them.
It's the big dogs we bring up every time we talk NFL. Or AFC, at least. Ravens, Chiefs, Bills. You go out and whoop one of them, you're doing something. And we got whooped by one last week. Oh, damn. The Bills are coming. Who we think we're better than the Ravens. We're going to lose. We like, hell, we're going to lose by 50. And you dominate the game. Not just win it late or get a lucky bounce. You dominate the entire game. It's a tease. It is a
Solana
tease.
Solana has said for several years now that if the Dolphins can beat the Bills or a good team in November or December, then he's a believer in everything that they put together. So I'm imagining you're a believer in everything the Dolphins have put together. Probably got rid of Chris Greer too soon. I just want to point out this was done with Chris Greer's players. Right?
Oh.
Champ Kelly
got him going,
this,
baby.
This was done with Chris Greer's players. Who's that cornerback?
Juju.
That's a Chris Greer signing, right? That was an off-season Chris Greer signing, right?
It was.
Juju Brent, baby.
That dude might be the best corner in the league. That's a Chris Greer guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So everybody slow your roll, but I'm guessing you're on board. Solana, you finally saw what you needed to see.
Hey, why not us?
Why not us?
Why not us?
I figured it out, though. Why it's so much up and down. We have ADD offensively. We run out of stuff too fast. Like, think about how they played that game, the running game, the play action, where Tua thrives, where Waddle thrives. As I'm watching their offense the entire game, it looked the same. There was no five wide every other play.
Right.
We locked in. We ran the damn ball to our best player.
Running the ball was working. When it's not working,
he just.
Yeah, like, but it's so easy to say when it's not working. No. You just got to stick with it, man. That is the most frustrating thing to watch, or I imagine coach, is to stick with something that is visibly not working.
But let's go to five wide, four wide, and through three interceptions while we're doing it. Let me just see you try to run the damn ball. Defensively, too, I figured it out. Our blitzes are all pass blitzes. They're all sack blitzes. We don't call blitzes to stop the run. So if the team's running on us, our blitzes are going to be garbage. We play a have-the-lead game. And it would be obvious that we play have-the-lead game when 2 years ago you were leading the league in offense.
Right.
So, we're setting this team up to have a lead. Then we don't get leads. We have to get away from the run play action and we're running pass blitzes in the run plays, and they're gashing our ass. I figured I'm watching the game. I'm like, hey, they should bring me in. I can fix this team. Me and Chris Greer.
It's everybody slow your roll. Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. But, man, that was fun. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. From BetOnline, the Dolphins look-ahead line for Washington in Spain on Sunday, Dolphins were 2-point underdogs. After the games yesterday, the Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites. There was a 4.5-point swing, according to BetOnline, on Dolphins odds for Sunday.
Dolphins with a big win, and the Commanders with an ass-kicking, too. He got whooped.
Just the other way.
Goodness gracious.
So do you think? I mean, I think you go to España and put up a second consecutive dub, and then who's after that? It's New Orleans,
and then the Jets.
Yeah, we got a garbage little run.
Well, holy mackerel.
Chris Perkins told me yesterday on the pregame show, he's like, guys, if they can figure out how to win tonight or today, a 4-0 run isn't out of the question.
Absolutely not.
And his process was correct in the sense that, like, hey, you can turn it around – with a statement win today, and then the schedule loosens up a little bit. And I told him, Perk, you're 100% correct, but I'm willing to bet my mortgage that the Dolphins, this team, this iteration of the Dolphins, can't win four straight games. I don't care who they're playing. They could be playing FIU all four games. I wouldn't put money on them to go 4-0. But I don't know. I mean, that was impressive
and
yesterday.
So then you'd be what? You'd be 6-7?
Mm-hmm.
You lose to the Browns and the Panthers. You beat the Bills. One of these teams are going to look very overwhelming to us, fellas. I don't want to be negative on a win Monday.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun yesterday. We have a chance for you to win a $50 gift card today and every day this week to eat, drink, and watch sports at Twin Peaks. Got football, basketball, hockey, college basketball, soccer playoffs. I mean, just keep listening. We will give away a $50 Twin Peaks gift card every day this week. Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel is going to join us this hour. We're going to talk some Dolphins with him. So let's get headlines sponsored by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Yesterday, I don't know where you guys want to start. What I have prepared for this opening segment is just to glaze Devon Achan because, man, won the game.
So
won the game in the second half yesterday.
I had three bets working yesterday. One of them was Achan over, I think it was 63.5 yards rushing. Almost hit it in the first half. I think he ended with 61. Then I had Achan over 25 yards rushing in each half, which he blew that away.
Yes.
So those were two winners. The other bet that I had was Bills minus 14. I had bought it up to 14. And I had bet double what I normally bet because that's how certain I was they were just going to keep handing the ball to Devon Achan, but it wasn't going to amount to anything because the Bills were going to do whatever they wanted. So I ended up completely even yesterday on my bets, but Achan is that dude.
Yes.
Every time he touches the ball, it's just amazing.
They put the other running backs in there and give them the ball, and they get nothing.
Yeah, Jalen Wright did not spark the same kind of frenzy from the fan base that he did the first time that he was getting the balls. And Ollie Gordon does his thing.
It was like the same play. Ollie gets it. Yeah. Jalen gets it. It goes nowhere.
Jalen must have been tackled for a loss three times.
Easy.
Yeah.
Like, give the ball to Achan. Just give it to him. What are we doing? We're tricking right now. What the hell does Jalen got doing in the game?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Couple storylines before the game. We'll talk about the game all day, but just to get this out of the way, Tom Pelissero, leading up to the game yesterday, reported that the Bills had actually reached out to the Dolphins, were aggressive, pursuing Jaylen Waddle, and reportedly offered a first-round pick for 2 drafts from now, so 2027, not the upcoming NFL draft. And I believe there was a second-round pick discussion as well for this upcoming draft. The Dolphins, according to the report, wanted the pick to be in 2026, and they didn't obviously pull the trigger. Jaylen Waddle had the first or the second touchdown yesterday. It was a dart from Tua. And then we found out that multiple teams were very aggressive in trying to land Devon Achane prior to the deadline. Also, clearly the Dolphins weren't blown away by any of the 2 offers for either guys.
I'm happy they kept Achane. And obviously there was no offer that was worth their time.
A 1 and a 2 for Waddle?
But it would have been a very late one, right? Because it's Buffalo. One would assume.
Unless next year Josh Allen
got
hurt.
One would assume, right? So you look at the track record. You're Champ Kelly. You look at it and you go, okay, it's a first-round pick. But is it the 26th pick? Is it the 27th pick? Right. So that, and then the second-round pick.
It could be in the 60s.
It's one. I mean, you're literally like he's your number one. My guess is Tyreek isn't coming back. I don't think he's going to be interested in, you know, taking a team friendly deal. There will be a team out there that wants to pay him. So if you think Jaylen Waddle is that dude, like you paid him like he is, you need a receiver who's making that kind of money on your roster. So I'm okay with that. Now, if it was like if you thought it was going to be a top 15 pick, that's a completely different story. But late first round, 2 years away. I can see where that didn't appeal enough.
Yeah, but if you're really rebuilding, that'd be 2 ones and 2 twos in 2 years.
Right.
I would have thought. It makes sense, though. I didn't think about the thought of, so you have the 18th and now you have the 29th and then the 61st.
Right. It's like, are we markedly getting better?
Yeah, but we have to get young, cheap talent to rebuild this thing.
If it's not the Bills, another team offered a first-round pick and a second-round pick for Waddle, do the Dolphins take it? I think this comes down to what team offered
that. Well, that's certainly part of it, right? You don't want to go in division on something like that. If it was, again, our first-round pick this season and next season, you hold your nose and you go, okay, we'll keep it in the division. But in that instance, right. So if it's, I don't know, the Chargers – who are offering that, and you think, oh, or the Rams, and you go, oh, this might be a late-round pick. Maybe you consider it more.
Fellas, I don't hate Waddle. I know y'all want to say I hate Waddle. I don't dislike him. I just don't see him as a top guy. Like, he's well out of the top 5, probably out of the top 10 in the NFL. Maybe late teens if you want to really rank him.
Yeah, but I think you have to change your perspective on our conversations last week, knowing that the Bills were offering a 1 and a 2 – I mean, they got what I think they wanted. Again, if it wasn't the Bills, do they make that? Yeah. Do they pull a trigger? Maybe. But I'll tell you right now, imagine yesterday having to watch Josh Allen throw to Jaylen Waddle, even knowing the capital you got in return, it would have stung.
Yeah.
It would have sucked.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah.
And then to watch them, you know, roll
Wait till you watch, and it's not even in our conference, but wait till you watch Jalen Phillips with 3 sacks tonight.
Damn it! Waddle's the best receiver on the Bills right now, hands down.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Those guys, Shakir and Keon Coleman, Waddle.
I wasn't even rooting for the Bills, and Shakir was annoying me. He was annoying me. He was short on first downs. He was not catching the ball.
Well, unless, you know, you're lined up against Ethan Bonner, then you're Randy Moss.
That was the funniest thing. I thought of Solana immediately because he has hated Ethan Bonner from the jump. And Ethan Bonner finally cracked, not the starting lineup, but was just in the lineup. And they went, oh, no, this was a big mistake. And you realized why he's been inactive. Because he didn't even have the I don't know who caught that touchdown.
Keon Coleman, I think.
Yeah, he didn't have a concept that the ball was in the air and coming towards him. And I believe Keon Coleman was yelling, hey, ball's coming to me. Ball, like his arms were in the air. He was turned around for several seconds. Ethan Bonner looked like he was, I don't know what he was looking at. He was not looking at the play. Like that was that Keon Coleman couldn't believe what was happening. I couldn't believe it. I watched that and I was like, oh, Solana's so right on this guy. And then the next series, Bonner was nowhere to be seen.
His parents jumped up. Ethan's in.
Yeah, that was brutal.
No, Lillian, Ethan's out. That was brutal.
When Riley Patterson missed the PAT, I threw my phone to the side. I'm like, I'm not checking this thing the rest of the game. But then Ethan Bonner got benched, and I'm like, you know what? I'll check my phone
all day. I'm a genius.
You know what? I think it was you and Tobin talking about, you bring up Chris Greer, where the Ethan Bonners are why Chris Greer shouldn't be here anymore.
All these filler pieces that he thought were something.
Kept him around for 3 years. Yeah. Tanner Connor. You know, I hate him because he can't hear. 3 years. Yeah. Like that. That's
back on
where
the practice squad,
it.
This Tanner Connor.
Come on, champ Kaylee. Learn something from man Greer.
I do love, like, Chris Greer's gone. The first thing McDaniel does, hey, champ, this Tanner Connor, get him the F out of here, man. Right.
We'll bring him back for the practice squad. I got you, coach.
Like, you sure nobody's going to poach him? Like, trust me, bro. Nobody's going to poach that guy.
And yesterday, we called the earliest timeout in NFL history.
That was the funniest damn thing I have ever seen. And obviously, they were either going to get penalized twice before the first snap, or they had to call the earliest timeout in NFL history. There was no winning choice for Mike McDaniel there. Either way was going to be laugh out loud funny. The notion that you've lost a timeout when the clock reads 15 minutes was truly remarkable. But it also would have been remarkable for them to have had two penalties before the game started.
Not a snap. First and 25. First and 25. Try to explain that to a kid trying to watch the game with
you. It's impossible. DJ texted me because he was watching the Bears game. He texted me. He goes, hey, what's going on? I saw that the Dolphins used a timeout before the game started.
They want to get ready. Y'all were ready. We're ready.
There's the run by Achan, Patrick Pohl. Great block. Was
Look
a good,
at that turtleneck from Herm Edwards. Uh-huh. Holy mackerel. Herm brought out the high turtleneck.
Like, it got wrinkles in it.
Holy mackerel. There's extra turtle on that neck.
It's covering his earlobes, man.
Holy mackerel. That's like, you ever see girls, they used to wear, like, the turtlenecks would go up to their nose? Like, that was fashion for a minute.
Remember that window.
Man, Herm Edwards, turtleneck.
He ready. He ready for the winter.
They said, Herm, you know that there's an Arctic blast coming? He goes, I'm bringing out the turtleneck.
Patriots, just because they're showing the highlights, looked impressive. That was probably the best win of the season.
Drake May, man. Drake May or Matt Stafford, who's going to be your league MVP? What?
Crazy talk.
Crazy. All right, anything else?
Yeah, the Miami Hurricanes, Brian Daboll is fired today.
Yep.
That's quote-unquote breaking news like 2 hours ago. The Miami Hurricanes move up to number 16 in the AP poll. They're 7-2 overall, and there were some critical losses in the ACC. So I guess technically, Hawk, you'd probably know better than me, but they're not out of it, out of it.
They're not out of it, out of it. Yeah. They do need a lot of stuff to break their way, but they're not out of it, out of it. They're probably out of the ACC championship game for all intents and purposes. But college football playoffs, being was it 12 teams, mm-hmm. there's a pathway.
I was randomly listening to one of those ACC or SEC networks, some halftime show on Saturday. One ACC team's going to the college football playoffs.
Possible.
Like they broke it down, Possible. Like very yeah. honestly, and they were like, "You're like, You win the ACC championship game, you have a bye. There will be nobody else from the ACC in the college football playoffs.
Yeah, I don't remember who told us that. Maybe it was Gelb, but he's like, five SEC teams are going, so you better win the ACC.
And it's like Georgia Tech, he watched, he like, they put up the rest of their record. They broke it down extremely to detail, and I was like, damn, that's sad. But the ACC's garbage. That's what y'all need to come to the completion of.
The conclusion I
threw a little shot at the end.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just going to run through the local notes here to wrap up headlines. The Miami Heat start buying in. They're undefeated at home. They go 2-0 over the weekend without Bam, by the way. And Nico Jovic had his breakout game on Saturday. And this Drew Smith, I'm ready to hand him the MVP award. All man, right. Do I love me some Drew Smith.
All right.
They play the Cavs today and Wednesday. They'll play the Cavaliers twice. They'll play the Knicks on Friday. The Panthers did lose to the Sharks Saturday night. They're going to end their road trip out west, another 10 p.m. game versus the Vegas Golden Knights tonight.
Finally, they'll be home Thursday. Yeah. We'll be there. We're doing the show there.
Canes Hoops, they play tonight versus Stetson. They're undefeated as well. And Inter Miami moves on. First time in the Leo Messi era to the second round of the MLS playoffs. They beat Nashville 4-0, blanked them. Messi, a brace. Crazy what he's doing. So they officially move on. They're going to play not this weekend, but the following weekend. And now it's just win or go home.
Right.
One game.
But not till 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah, Sunday, November 23rd.
I like this, where you have no idea when they're playing. Like, none of it makes any sense to me. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're in the middle of the playoffs, two-week break, pick it up in a couple weeks. I don't get it, but God bless soccer.
Series and then one game eliminations.
You got an international window, that's why. So stoppage of play for club teams this upcoming week. I'm going to go watch Uruguay and Tampa. They play the U.S. men's national team, and then the MLS playoffs.
I got to get that schedule for work, you know? Oh, this is, I tell Len. Oh, this is a stoppage week for me. This is podcast week for me. International podcast week.
We travel. We should get an international schedule.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We gotta rethink this.
All right, your weather in South Florida right now, it is starting to get colder and colder, cooler and cooler, I should say.
50s tonight.
Tonight, 50s. Tomorrow feels like temperature.
Get that turtleneck out.
You got a turtleneck.
I got to get a turtleneck. I did in the 80s, man. I had turtlenecks. But I had more turtlenecks than you knew what to do with.
Don't wear no turtleneck around me.
I got to see if I can find a picture of me in a turtleneck.
Never owned one.
Never owned a turtleneck?
No.
Mock tee?
No.
Really?
No.
A little halfway turtleneck?
No, I can't do that.
Really?
Yeah, man.
I picture you in a turtleneck. No. I think I could see you in a turtleneck.
One of my sexy attributes is my neck.
Nah, chilly out. You got to show
women
that
turtleneck. Like the thick neck.
I bet I can find a picture of you in a turtleneck.
Tenderloin coming off that ear?
I bet you got a turtleneck in your closet.
I pull out the turtleneck once a year to the Heat games. I got a black one. Woo-hoo, I look good.
That's your Wilbon look. Yeah. I've seen you before. That's his Wilbon look.
Seen his little weird turtleneck.
All right. Your weather is brought to you by ChillZone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit ChillZoneAC.com.
Chris Perkins joins us next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I would love to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie with Mike McDaniel at Denny's.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off.
find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Chris Perkins, columnist for the Sun Sentinel. He could not believe what he was seeing out there at Hard Rock Stadium yesterday. I'm imagining. I haven't spoken to him, but I'm imagining. And before we talk football, I remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch is Caneswear in Davie Park. Could you believe your eyes with what you were seeing out there yesterday?
Man, I couldn't believe my eyes during the game. Couldn't believe the videos after the game, the locker room scene, players racing in laundry baskets, McDaniel rolling by elbow room. These dudes did a lot of stuff yesterday, man. A lot of stuff that we hadn't seen that was unbelievable. But, yeah, look, I mean, they had lost seven straight to Buffalo, and I think the Bills had scored at least 30 points in like six of those seven games. And so for the offense and the defense to come out there and put together that type of performance, I didn't expect it. And I'm still like pinching myself from what they did.
But Perk, what happened as you break the game down? Because Chris Greer was not letting Tua throw the ball. Like, Chris Greer couldn't have to do with all of this, could he? Like, what the hell happened?
Chris Greer, Jalen Phillips, pop a shot, you cut the dead weight, you beat the Buffalo Bills. I mean, come on. No, you know what? And here's the thing, Shannon, and what I wrote today in the Sun Sentinel is that I don't think that this team did anything that spectacular. Like, what we saw yesterday was the team that I thought that was going to be a 9-win team coming out of training camp. Yes, Achane rushed for $174, and we're not going to see that every week, but Tua didn't do anything crazy. Waddle didn't do anything crazy. Jordan Brooks, Juju Brents, Jack Jones, Zach Feeler. I mean, I think most of them played up to their potential. Now, you know, Buffalo has been and is a better team than the Dolphins. I'm not saying the Dolphins are going to beat them 10 out of 10 times. But what I saw yesterday was a repeatable formula from the Dolphins. You know, you didn't see the operational errors of the delay of game and the personnel problems and getting guys to the huddle. You didn't see the penalties. You didn't see the blown coverages. You didn't see the missed tackles. It was just good, basic Dolphins football, the type that I do think they can repeat, you know, in these last seven games, and not predicting they're going to go 6-1 or 7-0 or anything crazy like that. But this wasn't a wildly out-of-character game for the Dolphins. That's what I saw yesterday.
Perk, before the game, and you talked about it with us yesterday on the pregame show, Waddle, we found out the Bills were very much looking to add him before the deadline. And then there was even some interest for Devon Achane. That was reported as well. I know it's just one game, but can we definitively say the Dolphins made the right choice by not moving on from Waddle, especially to a division rival in Buffalo, and then Devon Achane? Because, man, he's special, special.
100% they made the right choice. And that's what I told y'all yesterday on the pregame show. I would not trade Jalen Waddle to a division rival, number one. Number two, I wouldn't give Josh Allen exactly what he needs. You have to play this man twice a year and then maybe again in the playoffs. So, no, I'm not helping out the Buffalo Bills. I'm not weakening my team. The Dolphins didn't need to have a fire sale at the trade deadline. I'm glad to see that they didn't. You need to still have some talent next season. Even if it's a major rebuild, you can't give Tua nothing, right? You can't give Tua a suspect offensive line, maybe a new coach, no Jalen Waddle, no Devon Achane. Like, you're not setting him up for success. You're setting him up for failure. So I like what they did. You do have some talent on this team. It's not altogether, it's not playoff caliber talent, and I don't think they're going to make the playoffs next year, just as when I thought they were going to win 9 games, I didn't think they were going to make the playoffs this year. But you can't just empty everything out and say, let's start again from ground zero. That makes no sense to me. So I like what they did at the trade deadline. By the way, let's not discount this either. Like I told you guys yesterday, Solana, for Buffalo, this was a classic trap game, right? They play Kansas City the week before. They play Tampa next week. And they could have come in here thinking, the Dolphins, we've beaten them 7 straight. They're down. We're going to come in here and roll them. We don't have to take it that seriously. Classic trap game, but still, the Dolphins kicked their butt. Let's not take anything from the Dolphins. That was their best game of the season. They actually played them decent in that 31-21 loss. You had Zach Sealer running into the kicker and Tua throwing that late interception. But, I don't think that the Dolphins would have served themselves by trading away Waddle or Achan. I think they did the right thing.
You think we'll get this type of performance from the Dolphins Sunday in Spain? Because it's been a schizophrenic team, right? The Atlanta game came out of nowhere, seemingly. The Baltimore game looked more like who we thought the Dolphins were. Then you have this game. Are you expecting that schizophrenic, look, or are you expecting that, hey, maybe this is where they kind of get it rolling and they'll handle their business Sunday morning?
I'm expecting that they're going to win. I'm not expecting they're going to play as well as they played yesterday, because they really played a good game. As much as I say they didn't do anything crazy, they were very efficient yesterday. I expect that they're going to win. I don't know if they're going to go on a 4-game winning streak and be 6-7 heading into that Pittsburgh game, right? Meaning beating Buffalo, beating Washington, beating New Orleans, and beating the Jets. But I do expect that they'll win, two of the next 3 games. That's what I think. And how they look, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to play clean, efficient football, or if they're going to win this week, 17-10 and have 8 penalties for 80 yards. I have no idea what to expect from this team as far as how they're going to play, but I do expect that they're going to beat Washington, who won't have Jaden Daniels.
And Perk, something we were talking about earlier, when this is a play action team, Perk, you see it.
Yep.
Waddle
yep.
eats, Tua eats when it's play action, he's moving. You really, play action cuts the field in half is what it does. And now you have, more indecisive, decisions to make and all that stuff. But can they stick to that? Because Hawk was saying, which makes sense, if they can't run the ball, if Waddle's not going 70 in the first half, now there's no holes in the secondary. But if they just sit Tua back and 5 wide, that is not a formula for success. How do we deal with not being able to run the ball if that was to come up in Spain?
That's a good question. Because, your margin of error is so small without Tyreek and without Darren Waller out there. HN and Waddle are ballers, but they need help, and that's not a negative. Pretty much everybody needs help, right? Whether you're a quarterback or a running back or a receiver, whatever, they do need HN and Waddle to be hitting. They do need that offensive line to be efficient and making their blocks and doing the thing. They clear the way for HN to rush for 174 yards. Tua does not get sacked. He only got hit twice. So the run blocking and the pass protection were both on. And that's one aspect of this team that you were really shaky about with the James Daniels injury and the Austin Jackson injury and Jonas Abaniya kind of struggling there at left guard. They put it together yesterday, and I think that's what goes along with the play action is you need a decent game out of the offensive line. You don't need them all 5 to play like Pro Bowl players. You just need kind of what you got yesterday. And, again, I do think that that's repeatable. So, Channon, if the play action isn't working, this offense is probably going to struggle. But if they can get the line blocking and they can get that run game going, off the top of my head, I want to say it was 31 runs and 22 passes yesterday. That's a formula that can work for this team.
Perk, Solana was saying to me before the show, hey, I'm back on the McDaniel train. People are feeling it a little bit. Whether the elbow room drive-by is true or not, they looked like they were having fun. They certainly didn't lay down and die for Mike McDaniel. They were a vibrant team out there yesterday. What is the percentage of chance that Mike McDaniel is the head coach of the Miami Dolphins next season?
Ooh, I would say maybe 40%. So, you know, if this team finishes, what were the numbers? Let's see, they're 3-7. So if they go 4-3 the rest of the way, they finish 7-10. And so you ask yourself, in the grand scheme of things, four seasons under Mike McDaniel, one season you go 9-8, another you go 8-9, another you go 7-10. I don't think that that's good enough with this talent. I really don't. And I know everybody's got a high right now, and the Dolphins just played their best game of the season. But if you look big picture, there's still a lot of work to do for Mike McDaniel to return. So I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parade. I'm answering a question that was asked to me. I'm answering it honestly. I can't be that influenced by one game, even though that one game was how I think they should be playing all season. Again, to me, the goal for the season was winning a playoff game. It wasn't making the playoffs or finishing above 500. It remained winning a playoff game, and right now it looks like they're going to come up short of that goal. So let's wait and see. But I mean, it's definitely better than it was pregame, McDaniel's chances of coming back next season. So I'll put it maybe around 40% right now in my mind.
Hey, Park, there's an Arctic blast coming. We saw Herm Edwards on ESPN wearing a turtleneck. You got a turtleneck in the closet?
I got mock turtlenecks. I don't have any
mock tees. Yeah, mock tees.
Yeah.
So you don't go all the way. You don't go turtle, but you go. You give like a little nod to the cold. You go, I'm going to cover a little bit of my neck.
Yeah, and you know what? I have a long neck too, so I don't want to look like a giraffe out there. Looking like a black giraffe out there. So I kind of do the mock turtleneck and kind of give myself a little bit of a look there.
But I've been in Florida a long time. What do you need turtlenecks for? There's time, like you say, my neck is cold.
Arctic blast is coming. You got to be prepared.
Oh, I got a jacket on. I got a hat. Saying. Boy, my neck is cold.
I don't think I've ever worn a turtleneck down in South Florida. That's for when I travel. That's for the cold road games. I don't think I hope I've never worn a turtleneck down here in Florida.
But only the mock turtles.
Evidence.
Only the mock turtles, Perk. You're never a full turtle.
And even that's rare, but yeah, only the mock.
I feel you. Yeah. No, it's an important conversation that needs to be had, I think, prior to the Arctic blast. No, I'm because
keep people's necks safe.
Well, Herm Edwards had a very chilly neck today, and the Arctic blast isn't even completely here, but he went full on turtle. And
look, Mama Perkins would have told me back in the day that's how you get a sore throat and all that kind of stuff. having your neck exposed. So.
Put your neck away, boy.
Chris Perkins, read his work in the Sun Sentinel. Thank you for making time for us, Perk.
All right, guys.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You have Tua, you can make Tua Tartar.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.